David Letterman hosted his talk show the same way he got married, participating in its conventions while providing mocking commentary on them at the same time. His jokes distanced him from what he was taking part in, but they also articulated a certain neurotic point of view. At the end of his many layers of ironic distance, Letterman could be hard to read, but what made him so fascinating was that something seemed to be bubbling underneath the surface, a tortured personality with a self-lacerating streak. I became a devoted David Letterman fan not long after I first turned on a television. Outside of cartoons, the shows I liked best as a child were sitcoms scored to laugh tracks. Talk shows seemed grown up and boring, until I saw Late Night. Along with its dark, unfinished design and intimate nightclub mood, it didn't sound like any other comedy on television. What struck me most was how aggressively disinterested the host seemed, as if he thought everything around him was absurd or phony or both. His attitude was that of an irreverent kid who refused to take anything seriously. Letterman represented a version of New York cool that seemed more accessible than punk singers in ripped shirts or dapper sophisticates on Broadway. He wore white sneakers, unkempt hair, and a conspiratorial expression.